This is it. Welcome to the last day, day four of the Spring Refresh Challenge. I've prepared four jam-packed days of life-changing information that are going to help you lighten your home, lighten your schedule, and your to-do list so that you can finally catch a break and prioritize all the things that you're trying to get done in that little bit of time that you have. This challenge is also going to come with incredible prizes. Here's how it's going to work. Every single day, Monday through Thursday, I am going to be releasing a brand new podcast episode, day one through day four of this challenge with homework. Don't worry, it's incredibly simple. The only thing you have to do is head over to our community and share your homework. Every day there's going to be a post that goes live to prompt you to just respond to the homework that I give you right here inside of this episode. If you haven't joined that community yet, completely free, you can find it at chelseajoe.co/spring-refresh-challenge. And guess what? Not only are there daily prizes, but one lucky, super engaged, and the person that is having the most fun is going to win a full ride scholarship into Systemize Your Life and Systemize Your Biz. I'll be announcing the winner of the scholarship live inside of our group this Friday, April 12th. You must be present at that live in order to win your scholarship. I know it's sad. I hate to see this go, but this is day four and it is the most important of all the days. How can I say that? Because today is all about you. I'm going deep, and I mean real deep, on how you can use this challenge and everything that you've learned to stay motivated in order to run your home well. No more cycles of burnout, friend. It's time to care for yourself as well as you do everyone else in your life. Let's learn how right here inside of day four on the Spring Refresh Challenge. All right, I'm going to save all of the sadness that this is day four till the very end. Because right now, I'm feeling very moved. I'm really astonished, excited, and honestly, I'm just really stinking happy by the amount of work that has been done this week. Yes, super excited that we've had so many women that have showed their determination to level up at home. And that is my mission. So I feel like I am on my mission field right now. Like, we're here, we're doing the work, you've decided to go all in. Oh my goodness. I just like sit every night and like I scroll through all of the posts and the comments and the work and the questions and like other people supporting other people. It's so good. And because of that, I was sitting and debating, and I've decided to go all in on this challenge. And I have a really fun surprise for the entire community, but I'm going to talk about a little bit more on that later because today is day four and we have some really good information to go through. So hang in there with me. This is the deal breaker. It's like the game changer. The energy inside of today and what you're going to learn from today is crazy. The purpose and the drive and the enthusiasm that you are pouring out has me wishing that we could hang out and do this every single day with some good kombucha in our hand. You know, my favorite things. Today's a big day. Today is the day that we dive into you. We're looking at how to stay motivated, how to keep this kind of motivation, this kind of push and drive and energy like this. How do we keep this most of the time so that you can run your home well, and it all stems from you being well taken care of. So if I asked you, who takes care of you, what would you say? Like, who is taking care of you? Is the answer nobody? The answer should be, I do. I take care of myself. But likely your head went to a place where it was like, nobody's taking care of me. You're right, including yourself. Let's make that a big fat goose egg. Nobody. Who is taking care of you? And you should say, I take care of myself. I make sure I eat well. I make sure I exercise, sleep 7 to 9 hours a night. I get to pour into my passions and I rest when I'm sick. I rest when I'm tired. I take care of me. You should feel completely confident that you are well taken care of because you make time for it. Look at this challenge as an example. Are you motivated right now? Heck yeah, because you've been putting time into something. You've been pouring into something that matters to you. self-care, this whole word, this whole concept was a fly-by-night term that somebody created because they needed to give validation to an overworked woman's need to take care of herself. And you don't need permission for self-care, and you don't need a fancy self-care Sunday. You need to be taking care of you just as much as you're taking care of everyone and everything else. This topic is so near and dear to my heart, and there is nothing more powerful than knowing that the only way that you're going to be able to serve others the way that you want to is if, in fact, you are serving yourself first. I get it. I grew up with a very selfless mother, and I try and be a selfless person, and especially a selfless mother and a wife. But you have to understand that all of that has to come from a place of serving yourself first. And it might be cute for a little while to have a fun self-care routine, but the likelihood is that you probably already know that that doesn't stick and it's not the norm. You don't normally put time aside for yourself. And if you are, it either sets off this huge guilt trip of sorts, or it makes you feel like you didn't get something else done that needed to be done. And then you're like, well, see, that's why I don't ever do it. Let's talk about it. Let's figure out if it is actually possible to use a portion. I'm just talking about all of it. I'm just talking about a portion of the time that you normally give to everyone and everything else for you. First, I want to get really clear on what happens when push comes to shove in your life. But before I go there, I just want to say, if you've done homework, the homework from all 3 days of this challenge, you will have freed up at least an hour or two a week, if not an hour every day. And that needs to go to you. Okay, so let's get clear on what happens when push comes to shove. Who's the first person to get scrapped? Like, who eats last? Who eats the crumbs? Who eats the leftovers? Who opts to not have a towel when everybody gets out of the pool and you realize we need five and there's only four? Who stays up late? Who walks the furthest? Who says, nah, it's fine, I'll get it. No, I'll get up. Oh no, what do you need? Who gives relentlessly to make it all work for everybody else? And here's the thing. Yesterday in day three, we talked all about your to-do list, and we saw very clearly that what you have swirling around in your head every single day is not you. The last thing that you're writing down on your to-do list that needs to get done is taking care of yourself. And that's why I love what I do so much, honestly. It's why I created a 4-week platform with 12 months of support inside of Systemize Your Life so that you can make radical change and not live this way. Like, literally, in a matter of 4 weeks, you could be living a completely different life. It doesn't take much to change your patterns. It really doesn't. Do you have to stay committed and have a support and community around that to see it through? Absolutely. But learning it and changing things, it's not that complicated. Living a life that feels confident and calm and organized, where you have clarity and you know what to control and how to control it, what to release, what to lead, like, that is what I want for you. And that's why I love what I do. Everything that I'm leading you through all 4 days of this challenge is 100% the starting point for you. Big question is are you going to keep going? Are you going to keep using this information to help you and help your family? I mean, I know that I want you to, and I think you want to deep down too. The way I manage my home is unbelievably simple, and all I want to communicate is that it can be that simple for you. My home management system that I'm using in my life every single day captures everything that my family does from sunup to sundown. That's what allows me to take care of myself. And I have that set up in 4 simple weeks for you to learn. 1 to 2 hours a week is all you need to take my home management system and put it into your home. Like, 4 weeks flat, and that's it. Then you practice, you troubleshoot, you learn more effective ways to manage your house from there. And that's the name of the game. Like, that is the tweaking, the dialing in. That's the fun part. Chasing your tail every day is not home management, and that is not fun. Sacrificing yourself for your busy schedule and your long list of complicated stuff that has to get done, that's not it. And it stops today. Here's why. You're it. You're the leader of this ship, mama. You're at the helm, and everything in your house that depends on you needs you to sleep, to be strong and fit for your tasks, emotionally and mentally ready for poop and pee and boogers and the best friend battles and he said, she said at school and bad grades and honor roll, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And guess what? Your husband, your community, your toilets, and your dog, they all need you too. Not just your kids. They all need you. Because I can't get enough of what it means for you and your family. And I've seen how much everyone has responded to this information. And I want you so badly to have zero excuses. Here's my surprise. Hundreds of women are taking action. And I've decided that's it. This is the time. I'm releasing the biggest sale of the year for Systemize Your Life starting right now. I've officially decided to give you my home management system inside of Systemize Your Life as a VIP member for a huge discount. I'm giving you $350 off, plus I'm going to keep Systemize Your Biz for free. That means coaching calls twice a month, daily support inside of our community, twice a day actually, done for you time blocks, know how to automate your to-do list, know your routines and your time blocks, plus your zone cleaning, access my personal budgeting system with my spreadsheets, learn how to use a paper planner and Google Calendar for the most effective time management that I have seen on the internet to date. It's all there. If you're like, yes, I'm in, let's do this, chelseajoe.co/SYL and use code SPRINGREFRESH24 so you can get started for $67. You're going to get a whole entire year with support and access to everything. All this motivation that you've created for yourself will not be time wasted. And I want you to know how to make the most of every single minute and use it for you. How can we get you to the place where you feel confident and strong and know, hey, this hour is for me. It was vital for you to see where your time was going. That's why I took you through everything that we did this week and how to make sure you don't spend time every day chasing your tail, because that time should be spent on you. And I loathe the culture that we've created that that's normal. It doesn't have to be normal. That's why the work we've done thus far was so important. Instead of working all day and having no idea what it actually amounts to when you put your head down on the pillow at the end of the night, be strategic with your time and how you manage all the things so you can pour into yourself too. You must make these changes in order to sustain motivation every day, every week, every month, and all year long. Like, mommin doesn't let up. Like, is on. Like, we're going to be mommin until the day that we die. Without these systems in place, it's nearly impossible to keep from burning out or turning to unhealthy habits, ditching your workouts, eating crummy food, eating scraps of food off the kids' plates, staying up late, and walking around like a caffeinated zombie every day. So what is it really going to take? I'm going to give you right now the most incredible information on some things that you really need to start thinking about in order to flip the switch. Like, it's time to really start thinking about why you have to take care of yourself in order to, it is a lot. It's a lot, from the schedule to the cleaning, to the food, to the marriage, to the dog, to the kids. It's so much. I don't care. We didn't even talk about work. We didn't even talk about work, let alone if you're homeschooling or if you live on a small farm or if your husband is a firefighter or in the military or works swing shift or travels abroad, like, or you live somewhere where you don't have support from your family or you're scraping by to make ends meet. Like, there's so many different things that we're dealing with. This is not a thing that you should be dealing with. Okay, so let's look at what it's going to take for you to prioritize yourself just enough to keep this incredible motivation that you have created moving forward, and let's build on it. You're going to get out a piece of paper right now and you're going to answer these next 5 questions fairly quickly. I don't want you to go down a rabbit hole. I don't want you to deep dive. Then after you answer those 5 questions, I'm going to give you your homework, okay? So here's 1. Write down what you are neglecting from yourself. Like, personally, what's getting neglected? Here's some ideas. Food, sleep, nutrition, working out, your own laundry, trying to find clean underwear over there, friend. Like, time with friends, maybe. time for your skill sets outside of motherhood, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you're just neglecting time alone to be in silence for you to even think about, let alone implement plans and systems on how you should be running your house. Because you know you want to do stuff, but finding the time to do it, like it could be anything, right? So this is number one, write down what you are neglecting personally. Okay, number two, you can pause it right here, write that down, and then let's move forward. Number two, write down what you are really dreaming of doing for yourself on a regular basis. Like, what are you dreaming of for you right now? What do you keep thinking about that you can't shake? Maybe it's all of the above. Food, sleep, nutrition, working out, having your laundry done on a regular basis, like your house just being orderly, clean, hanging out with friends, enjoying a cup of coffee in the morning before you have eyeballs in your face, right? I don't know. You know, though, you think about it every day. Number three, how much time would be life-changing for you right now? If you could have a set number of time for yourself every day or every week, how much would it be? What would literally change your life? Like, I remember whenever I was nursing, I just was like, if I could just get a shower, it would change my life. And that was for that season. And that's what I needed. You know, like I just needed to shower without a baby. I was nursing around the clock. And my second one was hard. It was a lot. It was a lot of crying. It was a lot of colic and it was a lot of crying. Okay. Whatever that looks like for you. Maybe it's 15 minutes a day. Maybe it's an hour a day. Maybe it's 3 hours on the weekend. Maybe it's an hour a week. I don't know. You pick your number. Number four, pick a few of the things that you listed and start dreaming about what it would be like to actually do the things. So write down one sentence that says, it would feel amazing to sleep 7 to 9 hours a night. I would be able to be patient, be kind, be calm if I was sleeping 7 to 9 hours a night. Like whatever your sentence is, just pick something and like dream about it for a minute. Write down 1 to 2 sentences about that. And last but not least, I want you, this is so important. Of all the things that you just wrote down, I want you to tell me what is holding you back. What's keeping you from doing those things? Is it the chaos? Is it the overwhelm? Is it the schedule? Is it lack of support? Is it your own mental block? Is it what? Stress, pressure? Do you have an autoimmune disorder? Is it your health? Like, what is it? What's holding you back right now? Maybe it's money. Absolutely could be, but is it really? And how do you know? How do you know that money's holding you back? Do you have a budget fully built out? Do you know where every single penny is going in your budget? Are you spending every single dime that you have exactly on the things that you want and need to be spending it on? How about your time? You say you don't have time, but do you know where your time's going? Are you spending every minute of your day on things that you want to? Have you deleted Instagram off your phone yet? Because they know you don't want to be spending it there, but you're spending it there, right? Is the answer to why you don't have a budget or time management the way you want it the reason? It's not. The answer is so much deeper. The layer underneath this, it's your answer to why you don't have a budget or time management. It's underneath it. The reason why you don't know where your money is going or why you're spending money on Target, Amazon, coffee, sugar, snacks, crackers, junk, clothes, trinkets, toys, Amazon, delivery, is because you don't know how to keep your kids from asking you in the store or keep yourself from making yourself feel better by buying XYZ. There's so many things underneath it, and I could go on and on and on and on and on about this. The reason why you don't have enough time is not because of this surface thing that you're looking at. The reason why you don't prioritize yourself is not actually what it looks like on the surface. Do you see how this works? Truly, I've come to a place in my life where I assume responsibility for everything. Let's look at another example. What if the thing that's holding you back is I don't have enough support at home? From either your kids or your husband or everyone there. Because that's real. That happens all the time. But how do you really know if, for example, your husband is or isn't on board? Have you asked him? Have you said, hey, babe, I'm drowning in housework and the kids, and it's not your fault at all. I want systems in place to be able to help me do this, and I want order around here, and I want to work really hard to make that happen. What do you think about that? Have you said that? What does he say? So many of us, have you said it to your kids? Because I say these things to my kids and to my husband, and sometimes I have to say it every 6 months, once a year, every now and then, and it depends on what we got going on. But the truth of the matter is that it all comes back to me, to what I want, to what I need, and how I communicate that back to them. So many of us are seeking the approval of our husbands and the buy-in from our kids and everyone else around us when it has nothing to do with them. Our work as a leader of our ship doesn't depend on anyone else. Teamwork is non-negotiable, absolutely. But initiative is a one-woman job here. You can take action without anyone else in your home. You can work even when they all sit and don't participate. Is it discouraging, infuriating, quite defeating? Yeah, but trust yourself and trust me. Trust that you can do this 100% without their buy-in for now. Because just wait, over the weeks and months or maybe even years, some of us might have to wait years to get full buy-in from people. But your kids and your husband, your family will support the work you do once you get systems in place. It's easier for you to manage and lead, and it's more fun for everyone else when mom has her wits about her. And the only way you're going to get your wits about you is if you have an idea of what the heck you're supposed to be doing. And it's not chaos. I just want to be clear that no one person is holding you back. It's all you. And you can. You just proved it to yourself by showing up and being eager and being open, being curious about this challenge. So let's look at your homework. On this final day, this is meant to make you look a little deeper at what you are struggling with inside yourself. Because if you don't address that, you're never going to make time for yourself. You can't prioritize something that you don't see as valuable and important. Not to say that you don't think highly of yourself, but the time it takes to care for yourself is what we need to place value on, okay? So no blaming, no deflecting. Like, let's just look at some hard facts right now and use it to make progress. Ready? All right, before you leave this challenge, I want you to ask yourself, this is the question and this is your homework. What is the cost of not changing, not investing, staying stuck and staying the same? What is it going to cost you? What will you be losing out on? What will you be giving up? What will take a hit? If you don't invest, if you don't change, if you stay the same as what you've been doing for the last, who knows how long, months, years, what happens? What's already been happening? Can you afford to do more of that? Investing in your home, yourself, and your family will pay off every single time. Hoarding time, money, things, and negative habits in your life is a recipe for chaos and overwhelm. Now is the time for you to take everything that you've built over the past 4 days and run with it. So go post your homework, and then I want you to think about these two options. In order to see progress and use this momentum, keep this momentum and build on it moving forward, you're going to have to make a choice. Option one is you're going to take all the homework that I've given you and you're going to repeat what you learned over and over and over again. And in that process, you're going to DIY the rest of your home management system and see how far you can get with it. You're going to read the blogs. You're going to listen to the podcast. You're going to ask questions in the community. Maybe you're going to Pinterest some things. You're going to put some stuff together. This is going to take you hours of your time and a lot of throwing spaghetti against the wall to see what's going to work. A little bit frustrating, but there's going to be some wins in there, and it's absolutely possible for you to make progress. That's option one. Option two is the shortest option of them all. You're going to learn my home management system in 4 weeks. Save time, save money. Yes, I know that you have to pay for the home management system, but remember right now with Spring Refresh 24, you're going to save $350. Get started for $67 right now. But also, not only are you just saving money on that, but you're going to save money, huge money, on your meal planning, what you're spending on your groceries. Also, by having a budget in place, you're getting access to all of that inside, and you're going to be so much more effective and so much more efficient with your schedule, your driving, your gas. That not only the money, but also the time and energy consumption goes way down. So you can take my home management system and completely make it yours if you go with option two. If you're ready and you know it's time to make lasting change, you're ready to get out from under the overwhelm, then go to chelseajoe.co/SYL, use code SPRINGREFRESH24, start right now. Let's do this together. This is an opportunity for you to say, look, I've already started and I'm capable of so much more. I finally feel ready and I need to know how, and I need community to stick with it. If you're ready to stop writing down random things on your to-do list, like walk the dog, send the invoice, do the laundry, make the bed, go to the grocery store, on and on and on and on and on, like a glutton for punishment, then stick with this. Stay in it. Whether you choose to DIY this or come and join me inside of Systemize Your Life as a VIP student, that's totally up to you. But the truth of the matter is you don't have to be suffocated by the amount of things that you need to get done on a regular basis. You get to use all that extra time to learn and grow and really take care of yourself now. And that's the point. In 4 short weeks, you can absolutely have all of this. You can automate your life so you are free to live and breathe and think and laugh and pour into every task you do, because they all have a time and a place. I know putting yourself first is hard. Today's homework is going to give you a huge dose of what you really need. And now that you've gone through this exercise today and listened to this whole episode, and you've gone through this whole challenge with me this week, you have so much to look forward to. It might be the kickstart that you just needed to say yes, please, to Chelsea's home management system. Go use code SPRINGREFRESH24 right now. It's live and available. Come on in on fire and spread so much joy and excitement and hope to every other woman inside of our VIP community. I can't wait to meet you. High five you in the group. And you know what? If you're like, I'm not sure, that's okay too. This might have been just enough for you to get started, for you to feel good right now. And you're going to ride this high and use your DIY genius and handle whatever comes your way for the next month or so. And you're going to learn so much about how to manage your home well too. No matter what option you go with, promise me this. Promise me that you will choose you and your family over the chaos from now on. It's time. I've had so much fun being here with you. And if you're as invested in this challenge as I am and as the whole ChelseaJoe.co team are, then make sure that you are live with us tomorrow inside the Facebook group to see our big scholarship winner announced. It's going to be a great time celebrating everyone's success. So be sure that you go share your homework from today, and I'll catch you live tomorrow, Friday, April 12th at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard. Can't wait to see you there.